So over the weekend, I met an honest-to-goodness blacksmith from Brooklyn.
They still make those?
94.7 Fresh FM, The Tommy Show. Yesterday, Jen, I was out at Maker Faire Nova at South Lakes High School, where they had literally thousands of people there learning about STEM jobs and people who make things and, you know, use circuits and use their hands and really just dive in and just make stuff.
Sounds like an inventor palooza.
It was so much fun. I millions of photos up on my Instagram, Mr. Tommy McFly, to see all the stuff going on. But I met an honest to goodness blacksmith who was outside with fire and an anvil, and he was pounding this metal into a shape.
My name is Theo Nass. I'm a blacksmith in New York City. Do you mind if I continue to work?
Well, go for it. Okay.
What you're making is pretty much the very first tool that mankind made. That it's still used in every home.
And you've got these red hot pieces of metal, and you're pounding it against an anvil. Where does one find an anvil?
Anvils are much more common than you think. In fact, a lot of the time, people use them just as like a piece of furniture, you know? For example, my anvil came from one of the oldest houses in New York City. And then, of course, there's also collectors, which is a little bizarre. There are people who collect hundreds, if not thousands, of anvils.
Other than Wile E. Coyote, there's no reason to do that.
Exactly. If you work for Acme, then okay, go for it.
But totally. So Theo and I had a big conversation about making things with metal.
What was he making?
He was making like a giant tool, like a knife kind of tool that you would use, you know, like, to cut down brush or whatever.
Or Game of Thrones.
Totally.
Which is coming up.
Looked a little Game of Thronesy. It was
awesome.
Wild, though. It was definitely not Targaryen steel, though.
That's amazing that he does this for a living. Like, can you imagine his mom is like, I sent you to college for engineering and now you make knives? That's awesome.
Yeah, and there's so many of like the STEM jobs and those college gap jobs that are really like taking the forefront these days.
What a hobby.
Their website is nova.makerfaire.com if you want to see more about it. But I met this guy too from, well, I thought, I didn't check for a ring. I probably should have for you.
You should have.
From Mason. He's a grad student and he made the Iron Goat, which is a lawnmower that cuts the grass and then it basically juices the clippings into pellets. 20% of the pellets go back into the mower and they run the mower, and then 80% becomes like alfalfa animal feed.
That's amazing. Seriously?
Yeah.
You didn't check to see if he was married or not?
He won some like big MIT prize. Then there was a young man who is in seventh grade and he made a motion sensor cane for blind people that it would like tap you in the finger if you were like coming up against an object.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. I'm so excited to have a chance to go to Maker Faire Nova and be a part of it yesterday.
So it sounds like it's all ages.
It is. It was all ages. It was like young people and adults. Everybody was up there. More pictures, Mr. Tommy McFly on Instagram if you want to check it out.
Very cool.
So much fun. Another $500. It is yours on Fresh Money Monday. Dana's got it at 10:05.
Fresh. If it's money you want, it's money you'll get.